You could go as two people and have, like, and when I say awesome breakfast,
that's a two for one. Yeah.
Awesome.
There's your two for one at Modest Shots. That's great. Those are awesome prices.
So this morning at Country Griddle, I had a skillet. Have you ever had a skillet?
Of course.
With the eggs in it, they're all mixed in the eggs and whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. Potatoes, chorizo, potatoes, which I tried not to eat. Cajun chicken.
Right.
Bacon.
Right.
Melted Monterey Jack cheese. Eggs.
Oh, it's all. I love skillets. They're big. There's a few of them in Phoenix we used to go to. Matt's Big Breakfast in Phoenix. He did a lot of skillets, and it was, I mean, he just, it's out of this world what you can do with skillets.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
So coming up soon, just a quick mention that we're going to have a guest on pretty soon. His name is Bruno, and he's the owner of the Shaker Cafe, and he recently got on a show on the Food Network, and it's called, I can't remember what it's called, but it's about the premises. It's pros and cons. So they have two professional chefs and two non-chefs preparing food.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Paired one chef, one non-chef.
And
one
nobody
chef
knows. Yeah. The real chefs don't know who the real chef, the other real chef is.
Okay.
And the cons don't know. So nobody knows. So what they try to do is the audience, and then apparently the judges, try to decipher, like, who's the pro and who's the con. And I said to Bruno, I said, so what do you do? Like, do you try to, like, dumb down your skills? Like, do you try to awkwardly cut an onion? And he said, well, some of them try to do that, but I didn't do that. And apparently sometimes people are completely fooled that the con, they'll pick them as being the pro, and then the con will say, I'm actually an architect, never, you know, been a chef in my life.
Right.
So it's kind of a fun concept, but Bruno wants to come on the show as soon as he finds out what date his show airs. He's in the grand finale, last show.
Right.
But the first show is going to be on March 17th.
That'd be cool. I'd like to meet Bruno.
So let's start out with our Egyptian food.
Okay.
So I'm working yesterday at my personal chef client.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Let me first, I'll say what I made for the personal chef client. How about that?
That's a good start, I think.
Okay, marinated chicken thighs. I marinated them in a little bit of olive oil and balsamic vinegar and garlic. And then I made a pesto. This was basically, I didn't think of this pesto. Another client gave me this recipe, which I hate when people do that. But, you know, I'm on a special diet, and can you make this? So I made this pesto. It was out of red chilies, dried chilies reconstituted, garlic. I wound up putting in some roasted red pepper because I just didn't like the color at all. It looked terrible. Cashews and olive oil. So I took the chicken out of the marinade. I seared it, flash seared it on either side. I didn't want it to be cooked all the way through, but I just wanted to get a little color.
Right.
And then you take the pesto and you smear it all over the top. So when Barb goes to cook it, she'll just take it out. I tell her, always take it out of the refrigerator, let it come to room temperature.
Right.
Sure, it reheats a lot nicer.
Right, right.
And we'll see. I don't know if it's going to be a hit or not. I then made, she loves seafood. So scallops, pan-seared scallops just to get some nice color on them. In another pan, I had sauteed scallions and different colored peppers, and I put in some red curry, garlic and red curry paste.
Right, okay.
And then I just took and a little bit of liquid. I probably used like lime juice or something.
Okay.
And then I put the scallops, now they're undercooked again on the inside.
Of course.
So when she goes to reheat it, it's in like a little bit of a broth with the vegetables. And then shrimp, sauteed shrimp, and I did it with olive oil, garlic, artichoke bottoms sliced, roasted red peppers sliced.
I love artichoke bottoms.
Bottoms are just so much better.
Yeah.
Than the hearts.
Oh,
but they're a different experience, really.
It really is.
And finished it with a little basil chiffonade. How's that for culinary term?
Very nice, Deirdre. I'm very impressed.
Chiffonade.
Yeah.
So for those of you that don't know what a chiffonade is, you take a bunch of basil leaves, big ones, ideally, stack them flat, one on top of the other, and then you roll them up like a joint. Okay? And then you... Johnny boy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm waiting for your explanation. I mean, it doesn't...
Okay,
only have to be basil, but basil chiffonade would be, yes, roll as many leaves, isn't it, tightly
How
rolled.
Does it work with...
You can chiffonade any leafed green.
We'd have to be flat, though, just so that you can roll it, right?
Well, you can chiffonade spinach.
Even kale,
that.
You could probably...
Right.
Anything you can roll
tightly and get that really thin ribbon-like...
That's what you get, little ribbons. Okay, right. So I finished it with a basil chiffonade. And, let's see, scallops, shrimp. Oh, and then I made this... This is not necessarily going to be good, but again, it was another recipe that the other client gave me. It was cod with an olive caper pesto, which maybe it'll be all right. I don't know. I just felt like it needed something else other than just all that dark.
I feel like I've seen that. I mean, that's a pretty common combo.
And it's with
cod,
garlic, and olive oil and pumpkin seeds.
Okay.
And I just, in that case, I just kept the cod completely raw because it's going to cook pretty easy.
I like
and
the
you
pumpkin
smear
seeds.
The,
yeah.
The top. Oh, and I put in but it called for a lot of fresh parsley. It didn't have parsley, so I used basil.
That's
what else?
Yeah.
So when we come back, there was something. So I'm working at the personal chef client yesterday, and the house manager, Leslie, who's my friend, she also works as a chef for other people. And she said, have you ever heard of, and she told me what she made, and I love when I discover things, because you know what I love about culinary stuff is that there's volumes and volumes and volumes of things that I don't know.
Right.
Like, there's so much out there that it's, you could spend a lifetime, like,
Absolutely.
Learning.
Absolutely.
So she mentioned something that I had never heard of.
You have never heard of.
It's true.
That Deirdre has never heard of.
All right, we got to go to break. But when we come back, my new Egyptian discovery.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
People are very frustrated and they keep picking outsiders, thinking if they pick outsiders that somehow the outsiders are going to fix the problem. And when they don't fix the problem, they pick more outsiders and they get more angry.
As voters head to the polls today for the Super Tuesday presidential contest, Republican presidential candidate John Kasich says voters are showing their displeasure with how Washington operates. He also tells Fox News he's not expecting to do well today.
Super Tuesday was never anything that we ever thought was going to be some great thing for us.
Polls indicate the front runners, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump, will row up a lot of delegates today. Clinton is favored to win everywhere except rival Bernie Sanders' home state of Vermont. Trump could sweep the GOP contest, although rival Ted Cruz is leading in his home state of Texas. This is USA Radio News.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with GEICO.
Find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Pat and Heidi and Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Andy Smith.
Freestyle, 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 freestyle.
To the phone!
And welcome back to Food for Thought. I'm Deirdre Anderson with Delish Personal Chef Services, sometimes caterer, and I'm here with my co-host, Johnny Boy.
Hello.
So we don't have any restaurants to talk about?
No, they've been on that tight budget again, so...
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Can only go to Triumph Happy Hour so many times a week. You know
right.
I mean?
No, I'm over it. I'm over at the Triumph Happy Hour, too. So it was cool for the one time, maybe once a month. I'll do
that. We sometimes go once a week.
Yeah.
It's such a good deal. It's hard to resist. But,
yeah, if I still drank, I would probably go more for the deals on beers and stuff.
Right, but the $5 apps, I mean, that's kind
of. No, I know, but. Yeah.
But I would like to plug a restaurant, and I can't believe I didn't go. You stayed at my house. I live in Upper Black Eddy, right across from the river from Milford. And I told you about the breakfast place Mata Shot.
Yes.
It's actually called Ma, M-A, second word, D-E, third word, Shot, as in C-H-A-T, French word for cat.
Oh, right, so, right, right.
I always, but all the locals call it Mahdi's.
Okay.
Which I just don't understand. And did they intend to call it, you know, Mahdashat? Like, what does it mean?
Right.
Does it mean mother of the cat? Is it just like a mistake? Like, nobody knows. So anyway, Mahdashat.
I'm just glad it's not a Vietnamese restaurant.
What do you mean?
Well, for the, like, the cat thing with the...
No. Yeah. Let's not think about it. but anyway, I've been living in my apartment for 2 years, and I've passed this building a million times. You know, you walk over the bridge, and it looks like it's like this shack, like this, it looks like a house. It's got the sign out front, but you can't see inside, and it looks like it's a closed business. Well, apparently one day I just decided to try to open the door, and it was like kind of like finding a, you know, that I had a recurring dream for a long time. It was finding a secret room. It was like finding a secret restaurant, because it was just filled with people, all locals.
Right.
Breakfast. Okay, if you can get scrambled eggs,
mm-hmm.
three scrambled eggs, link sausage, toast, hash browns, and coffee. And you know what my bill came to? $4.44. I just ate this morning. I took Sally. It's Sally's birthday today. Sally's my daughter.
Right,
for those of you who don't know. Took her to Country Griddle up in Flemington.
Yeah.
Two people. $18.50. I mean, that's what I'm used to, you know, when you go to a place for
at
breakfast.
At least a $9, $10 breakfast.
You can go two people and have, like, and when I say awesome breakfast,
that's a two for one. Yeah.
Awesome.
There's your two for one at Mata Shots. That's great. Those are awesome prices.
So this morning at Country Griddle, I had a skillet. Have you ever had a skillet?
Of course.
With the eggs, they're all mixed in the eggs and whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. Potatoes, chorizo. No. Potatoes, which I tried not to eat. Cajun chicken.
Right.
Bacon.
Right.
Melted Monterey Jack cheese. Eggs.
Oh, it's all. I love skillets. They're big. There's a few of them in Phoenix. We used to go to Matt's Big Breakfast in Phoenix. They had he did a lot of skillets, and it was. I mean, he just. It's out of this world what you can do with skillets.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
So coming up soon, just a quick mention that we're going to have a guest on pretty soon. His name is Bruno, and he's the owner of the Shaker Cafe, and he recently got on a show on the Food Network, and it's called, I can't remember what it's called, but it's about the premises, it's pros and cons. So they have two professional chefs and two non-chefs preparing food.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Paired one chef, one non-chef.
And nobody knows. Yeah. The real chefs don't know who the real chef, the other real chef is.
Okay,
and
okay.
The cons don't know. That, so nobody knows. So what they try to do is the audience and then apparently the judges try to decipher, like, who's the pro and who's the con. And I said to Bruno, I said, so what do you do? Like, do you try to, like, dumb down your skills? Like, do you try to awkwardly cut an onion?
Yeah.
And he said, well, some of them try to do that, but I didn't do that. And apparently sometimes people are completely fooled that the con, they'll pick them as being the pro, and then the con will say, I'm actually an architect, never, you know, been a chef in my life.
Right.
So it's kind of a fun concept, but Bruno wants to come on the show. As soon as he finds out what date his show airs, he's in the grand finale, last show.
Right.
But the first show is going to be on March 17th.
That'd be cool. I'd like to meet Bruno.
So let's start out with our Egyptian food.
Okay.
So I'm working yesterday at my personal chef client.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Let me first... I'll say what I made for the personal chef client. How about that?
That's a good start, I think.
Okay, marinated chicken thighs. I marinated them in a little bit of olive oil and balsamic vinegar and garlic. And then I made a pesto. This was basically, I didn't think of this pesto. Another client gave me this recipe, which I hate when people do that. But, you know, I'm on a special diet, and can you make this? So I made this pesto. It was out of... red chilies, dried chilies reconstituted, garlic. I wound up putting in some roasted red pepper because I just didn't like the color at all. It looked terrible. Cashews and olive oil. So I took the chicken out of the marinade. I seared it, flash seared it on either side. I didn't want it to be cooked all the way through, but I just wanted to get a little color.
Right.
And then you take the pesto and you smear it all over the top. So when Barb goes to cook it, she'll just take it out. I tell her, always take it out of the refrigerator, let it come to room temperature.
Right.
Sure, it reheats a lot nicer.
Right, right.
And we'll see. I don't know if it's going to be a hit or not. I then made, she loves seafood. So scallops, pan-seared scallops, just to get some nice color on them. In another pan, I had sautéed scallions and different colored peppers. And I put in some red curry, garlic and red curry paste.
Right, okay.
And then I just took a little bit of liquid. I probably used, like, clam juice or something.
Okay.
And then I put the scallops, now they're undercooked again on the inside.
Of course.
So when she goes to reheat it, it's in, like, a little bit of a broth with the vegetables. And then shrimp, sautéed shrimp, and I did it with olive oil, garlic, artichoke bottoms sliced, roasted red peppers sliced.
I love artichoke bottoms.
Bottoms are just so much better.
Yeah.
Than the hearts.
Oh,
but they're a different experience, really.
It really is.
And finished it with a little basil chiffonade. How's that for a culinary term?
Very nice, Deirdre. I'm very impressed.
Chiffonade.
Yeah.
So for those of you that don't know what a chiffonade is, you take a bunch of basil leaves, big ones ideally, stack them flat, one on top of the other, and then you roll them up like a joint. Okay? And then he's Johnny Boy. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm waiting for your explanation. I mean, it doesn't, okay, it doesn't only have to be Basil, but Basil Chiffonade would be, yes, roll as many leaves as in a tightly
How
rolled.
Does it work with...
You can chiffonade any leafed green.
We'd have to be flat, though, just so that you can roll it, right?
Yeah, well, you can chiffonade spinach.
Even kale, that. You could probably...
Right. Anything you can roll tightly and get that really thin ribbon-like...
That's what you get, little ribbons. Okay, right. So I finished it with a basil chiffonade. And let's see, scallops, shrimp. Oh, and then I made this... This is not necessarily going to be good, but again, it was another recipe that the other client gave me. It was cod with an olive caper pesto, which maybe it'll be all right. I don't know. I just felt like it needed something else other than just all that dark.
I feel like I've seen that. I mean, that's a pretty common combo.
And it's with
cod,
garlic, and olive oil and pumpkin seeds.
Okay.
And I just, in that case, I just kept the cod completely raw because it's going to cook pretty easy.
I like
and
the pumpkin
smear
seeds.
The top. Oh, and I put in a, but it called for a lot of fresh parsley. I didn't have parsley, so I used basil. So when we come back, there was something. So I'm working at the personal chef client yesterday, and the house manager, Leslie, who's my friend, she also works as a chef for other people. And she said, have you ever heard of, and she told me what she made. And I love when I discover things, because you know what I love about culinary stuff is that there's volumes and volumes and volumes of things that I don't know.
Right.
Like there's so much out there that you could spend a lifetime like
Absolutely.
Learning.
Absolutely.
And so she mentioned something that I had never heard of.
You have never heard of.
It's true.
That Deirdre has never heard of.
All right, we got to go to break. But when we come back, my new Egyptian discovery.
Radio News with Melody Burkett.
People are very frustrated and they keep picking outsiders, thinking if they pick outsiders that somehow the outsiders are going to fix the problem. And when they don't fix the problem, they pick more outsiders and they get more angry.
As voters head to the polls today for the Super Tuesday presidential contest, Republican presidential candidate John Kasich says voters are showing their displeasure with how Washington operates. He also tells Fox News he's not expecting to do well today.
Super Tuesday was never anything that we ever thought was going to be some great thing for us.
Polls indicate the frontrunners, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump, will row up a lot of delegates today. Clinton is favored to win everywhere except rival Bernie Sanders' home state of Vermont. Trump could sweep the GOP contest, although rival Ted Cruz is leading in his home state of Texas. This is USA Radio News.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with Geico.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my Geico app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to Geico. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the Geico app.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
And welcome to Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. This afternoon, sunny with a high of near 50. Tonight, showers likely, then showers and possibly a thunderstorm after 3 a.m., low of around 38. Wednesday, showers likely, mainly before 9 a.m., partly sunny with a temperature falling to around 40 by 5 p.m. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low of around 21. Thursday, a chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a low of around 24. Friday, a chance of snow, mostly cloudy with a high of near 38. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 23. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of near 40. And Saturday night, a chance of freezing rain after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low of around 27. And welcome back to Food for Thought. I'm Deirdre Anderson with Delish Personal Chef Services, and I'm here with Johnny Boy.
Hello, Johnny Boy.
Johnny Boy here. So, my Egyptian discovery. Have you ever heard of dukkha?
Dukkha. Rings a bell.
Dukkha.
Dukkha. Like D-U-K-K. D-U-
D-U-K-K.
K-K.
A-H. K-K. Hey. You're too young for this. You don't know what this means. Hey.
D-U-K-K.
Do you know what this means? Hey,
Fat Albert.
What's happening?
I thought that.
Yeah, how did you know that?
How did I?
It's
know
what's
that?
Happening.
What? Oh, it's what's. I knew that.
Okay.
What's happening?
How do you know that when you're only 39?
Because
the reruns were on forever.
Absolutely, right. They were on.
So, the this particular recipe is roasted carrot soup with dukkha spice and yogurt.
Okay. I got a comment
after my attention.
This.
What?
A comment after this.
Comment now.
Well, at Fez, our signature soup, which it probably still is today, which I did the recipe for. Tom Jatlin wanted a soup, two soups that are our staples.
Okay.
And he wanted them to be pureed soups.
Okay.
So I chose one to be carrot. And I did a carrot, cumin, ginger.
Did you roast them or did you just cook
well,
them?
Well, roasted them first.
That's what makes it really interesting for me, because I don't really like carrots.
Yeah.
But if they're roasted.
I tossed them in like a, the carrots in like a brown sugar and garlic.
I was just going to say whole cloves of garlic roasted with the carrots.
With the brown sugar, olive oil, roasted the hell. Like,
you don't even need the brown sugar, though. The carrots are sweet.
Nah, I wanted that because I was going to be putting a lot of onion in the soup as well.
Okay, so you wanted it to be a little sweeter to balance
the... To balance that out.
All right.
And then, it was a bisque, basically. So there was a lot of cream then added to that after, and...
Yeah, but
it was delicious. It was a home run. It's got to be still there. Everybody loved that soup.
I think I'm going to, for my client, she's not that nutty about carrots, but she loves acorn squash. So I think I'm going to do the same thing with roasted acorn squash and garlic.
Right.
Anyway, so.
That'll definitely work.
So, dukkha.
Uh-huh.
Calls for pistachios. Half a cup of unsalted shelled raw natural pistachios.
Nice.
2 tablespoons of sesame seeds, 2 teaspoons of coriander seeds, 2 teaspoons of cumin seeds, half a teaspoon of fennel seeds, 1/4 teaspoon whole black peppercorns, 1 teaspoon kosher salt. Okay?
So
first you take the pistachios and you put them in a hot pan.
Yeah,
and you toast them.
Right.
And you put those aside. Then you take all the spices. Do the same with
toast
them. Toast them.
Right.
Then
wakes them all up.
Yes. And then you what they say to do here, I'm not sure if I would do it exactly this way. It says toast the pistachios, transfer 1 to 2 minutes, transfer spices to a plate with nuts and let cool. Transfer nut and spice mixture and 1 teaspoon salt to a food processor or a mortar and pestle and coarsely grind. I think what I would do is I would take the spices, put them in a spice grinder.
Yeah,
grind
Do the fine spices.
Do the fine spices.
Do the nuts
and
then pulse the nuts in a RoboCoop.
I don't want them like finely pureed. I mean, even the picture shows. You know, can you see this picture? It shows like pretty significant chunks of pistachio.
Okay, yeah, if that's definitely, I would like to showcase that too. I mean, it's not going to be a traditional bisque or whatever. It doesn't have to be silky and smooth. You want some texture to it.
These kind of discoveries are what turn me on.
Like, absolutely.
Yeah, that is going to be good.
Listen, that will be
not only going to be good, but this is like an ancient, this is not a new thing.
I love the addition of that. I mean, I got to make a soup with like toasted
pistachios and spices.
And spices.
See, I'm inspiring you. You're going to be a chef again. I swear to God. See, I'm getting you all. Yep.
I wish I had a better subject at home to a better tasting subject.
What do you mean? Instead of mom?
Well, you know, I need more of an array of. It's just my mom tasting.
She appreciates it.
She absolutely appreciates it, but we need more guests, you know? So if there's anyone out there
who wants to come to my mom's house,
come over.
So Johnny Boy can make you some carrot soup.
Just instant message me on the website, and I'll give the address.
Okay, now here's another Egyptian condiment that I had no idea existed.
Okay.
Guess what it's called? Daka.
Daka.
Not?
Daka.
Tuka. Daka.
It's Daka. It's Daka.
Okay, and it's spelled D-A-Q-U-A.
Of course it is.
Okay. So, what it is...
Not to be confused with Daka, with two Ks.
And an A-H.
And an H.
4 cloves of garlic, 2 chili peppers, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 tablespoon of cumin. Well, that's a lot of cumin.
Yeah, that is.
1/2 cup of vinegar. They don't specify the vinegar, but what vinegar would you use in Egyptian cuisine?
Right. But did you know that with cumin, you can actually go pretty heavy with cumin? I mean, it's not...
Does it make it too spicy?
No, like, but it's not that... I mean, depending on what you're making, of course, but it's in certain recipes, you can go...
Pretty heavy on everything, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, but there's certain things you want to,
Well, like cayenne pepper.
The obvious ones. But.
Okay, so we don't know, I haven't had time to research this. Now, wait, I don't understand. So 1/2 cup of vinegar and lemon juice and some cold water.
Mm-hmm.
So this is I'm realizing there's no oil in this thing. So you liquidize, I love this word, how they liquidize everything together.
Yeah.
Traditionally, it should be crushed with a mortar and pestle. Not too much to keep some pieces in the liquid, so they don't want the garlic to be completely, they want some chunk in it. Put it in a mineral water bottle, add the lemon juice, and top up the remaining space with cold water, shake, and it's ready. So this is something that you pour on like a marinade, I guess, but there's no oil in it. That's what I don't get.
Well, I think that, I mean, they might be utilizing the natural oils in.
It says ideal condiment for liver, spaghetti, fowl, medames. Ever heard of that?
No.
Those are Egyptian fava beans.
Okay.
All right.
Whoa.
See?
Madam.
See what we're learning today?
I know.
All about Egyptian cuisine.
I probably did learn that like 12 years ago in culinary school.
Six.
What?
How long ago did you go to culinary school?
I don't know. I was, 10 years. It was 10, 11 years ago.
All right. So, and I realized I just made something. I was thinking, oh my gosh, I have nothing Egyptian on my menu. Like, how lame is that? And then I realized I do. And I just made it over the weekend. Oh, I should talk about that next segment, my party that I did over the weekend.
Definitely.
But baba ganoush.
Baba ganoush. I've made a lot of baba.
Okay.
I love baba.
I love baba too. I just made a batch and it was kind of bad. I think it's because I couldn't remember how to make it, so I just kind of wung it and I forgot some things. So right. I'm going to make it again and it'll be much better.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, next segment is going to be holy baba ganoush.
Baba ganoush. Remember to leech. You got to leech. Leech.
Leech?
Leech your eggplant.
How do you leech an eggplant?
You prep your eggplant, peel it. You want to talk the next segment? I'll go through it.
All right, listen. Let's just go to break.
Okay.
We're going to break 2 minutes early. We got to talk. Okay.
Yep.
Got to decide how we're going to handle this.
All right.
Baba ganoush.
All right.
Business. All right, so when we come back, holy baba ganoush.
Duets. Jazzy fizzle.
Fizzle, fizzle.
Jagged edge.
Big and small.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I go on and on and on and go take them to the crib unless they want. Easy. Call them on the phone and platinum Chanel cologne and I stay dressed to impress. Spark interest. Sex is all I expect if they watch TV in the Lex. They know, quarter past four, left the club tips, say no more except.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
And welcome back to Food for Thought. It's Baba Ganoush segment.
Baba Ganoush.
Oh, Baba Ganoush. Okay, so Johnny Boy, we had to go to break because we had I didn't really agree as you were spewing your supposedly expert opinion on how to do Baba Ganoush. But can you just tell me again, do you peel the eggplant?
Do I peel it?
Yeah.
Did I peel it? Yeah.
Come on.
Actually, I did peel it.
That's wrong.
Okay. No, I'm wrong. No, I did not peel. I just
halved. Okay, do you understand?
I just halved.
Do you understand
I
freaked when you said that?
Yeah.
Because I knew that was wrong.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Like, the whole part of
Listen, years and years, Deirdre, I remember now. I halved the eggplants.
Right.
And
do you prick them with a fork?
Yeah, I actually crisscrossed them.
Okay.
And then that's when I leached them before I roasted them.
Leeching is letting
them
sweat.
Just putting a little bit of salt over right. the top, leach them out. It does something for the bitterness, I believe, and it just helps with moisture. I don't know all the details.
But I always find when I roast an eggplant like that, that there isn't a lot of moisture. I mean, if you roast it long enough,
right.
you know, it's like charred and... But anyway, I am going to try... You, now that you mentioned the leaching thing, which I have done with eggplant or cucumbers for different recipes, I'm going to try it this time. But go ahead. So then what do you do?
So then they're leached. You take them out. They're on a sheet tray. And then you can season them liberally with salt and pepper, obviously, and olive oil, and roast them. I started them face down.
Right.
And then, you know, you flip them over halfway through, let them slightly brown on top. You pull them and let them cool, and then you scoop them out with a big spoon.
I wonder what would happen, because in the recipe that I read this morning on food.com, I think it is, claims to be the best recipe for baba ganoush.
Right.
I think it did say to, like, put it under first, to put it under the boiler.
To do the top first.
To char it a little bit, and then to continue roasting. But what would happen if you treated it like a roasted red pepper, if you took the whole eggplant and put them right on the stove, on the fire?
I think they're just too dense and big to do that. Like, the reason you can do that with peppers is because they're hollow inside.
Good point. Okay. So I'm not going to try that.
Don't.
Okay. Yeah. So after you let it cool and you scrape out all of the eggplant, which is now like nice and charry and smoky.
And then I believe there was another immediate, you want to make sure you get getting lemon juice in there kind of quickly.
Why quick?
I don't know. Just so you don't forget, you need the lemon juice in there. Just get it in there. If you're doing this without a recipe,
I think what your point is this, because I made it over the weekend and it was really not very good at all, and it was because I forgot some ingredients and I didn't have any lemon. I didn't have it. I used one lime.
Yeah.
I think it's very imperative that it's lemony.
Yeah. Like, and it does wonders for the bitterness of because eggplant can be bitter, and it counteracts that bitterness.
Right. So what else?
So lemon juice, obviously, lots of garlic. It's like the same. You're making hummus with almost making hummus with an eggplant, because I added some tahini paste to it.
Yeah.
And, you know, garlic, tahini paste, olive oil, like salt, pepper, lemon juice.
This recipe.
Lemon zest.
Lemon zest would be nice.
Yeah.
It claims to be the best baba ganoush in the world. Okay?
In the world. Ever.
One large eggplant, 1/4 cup tahini.
Okay.
Plus more as needed. Like, how would you know you needed more? If you can't taste, I don't know. 3 garlic cloves, 1/4 cup lemon juice, plus more as needed. So I guess it's to taste. Salt to taste. Olive oil. 1 tablespoon chopped fresh parsley. 1 cup brine cured black olives such as Kalamata. Oh, and a pinch of cumin. Did you ever put cumin in yours?
I think we did. I did toss some cumin in mine as well. And also, the parsley is a very fresh.
This only says 1 tablespoon though. Do we do more than that?
Hell yeah!
I don't think this is the best. The world's
no. Best. You want to? That's the one thing I forgot. The parsley it showcases so well in baba ganoush, especially fresh chopped parsley.
Okay,
and I like the olive addition into that,
too.
Well,
this one says to, you know, you're mashing the eggplant with a fork.
Right.
And you mash it to a paste. Add the tahini, the garlic, 1/4 cup of lemon juice, cumin, and mix well. Season with salt.
Right.
Then taste and add more tahini and or lemon juice if needed.
Right.
And that would obviously be to your taste. Transfer to a mixing bowl and spread with a spoon to make a shallow well in the center. So you put in the olive oil in the little well. I like that. And then sprinkle it with parsley. But again, you're saying that just do a ton of parsley, maybe finish it off with more.
Yeah,
parsley.
And then do that. Yeah.
And then put the olives around the sides for a nice little presentation,
that's cool.
Which I think would be a nice flavor enhancement with
absolutely.
The baba ganoush.
Some baba and go throw some toasted naan bread. You're that's a home
naan.
Run.
Naan. You can get naan at ShopRite.
You can get naan all over, flavored, different. There's a company out that has, like, pretty cool flavored naans.
Really?
I'm noticing a giant.
Okay, I have another Egyptian recipe. It's nothing mind-blowing, but I just figured I'd, you know, since we're on Egyptian food. It is for spiced prawns.
Okay.
Now, how come around here we never see prawns? We see shrimp.
Well, the thing is, I could be wrong. I think it's just that you call it a prawn when it's a certain size, and if the head's on.
I see. Yeah,
it's something to do with like head on.
It's a certain size and head on. You know, if you go to the Asian market, you can get shrimp dirt cheap.
Yeah.
And you can get shrimp with the heads on, which you can't get it around here.
And like big monster ones, too, right? Like,
yeah, but did you ever serve the shrimp with the heads on at Fez?
I've done it a couple times, yeah.
People get freaked out,
though. People kind of get freaked out.
But
like
that
whole
head has
whole
a lot of
fish
flavor
whole,
in it, so when you cook it,
yeah,
it's like, you know.
That's the thing.
All right, so ingredients. 3 tablespoons olive oil, 3 garlic cloves crushed, 1 teaspoon of paprika, 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1 teaspoon ginger, freshly grated, 1.5 pounds lard shrimp raw and shelled, 1/8 of a teaspoon of sea salt, 2 tablespoons fresh coriander. Sounds good, right?
Yeah, there's that cumin again.
I like smoked paprika. I might do smoked paprika in this one.
I love smoked paprika.
So heat the oil in a large frying pan. Add the garlic. Saute gently for 2 to 3 minutes. Add the paprika, cumin, and ginger. Stir to combine. Stir in the prawns, salt, and cilantro. Stir fry for 5 minutes until the prawns turn pink. Serve over hot rice.
How could you go wrong? It sounds delicious.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't it kind of make you want to go out and buy some shrimp and make it?
Actually, I haven't had some shrimp in a while. We might have to... Mom and I might have to have some shrimp tonight.
You might have to have some Egyptian shrimp and baba ganoush.
That could be the
dukkah.
And dukkah.
And carrot soup. I actually really like that menu. I just realized all of it together. If we had for appetizers, we could have like just some baba ganoush and maybe some hummus and chips and stuff. And then our first course could be the carrot soup with the dukkah.
Right.
And then the main course, this spiced shrimp. Does that sound good?
That sounds delicious, actually.
Delish. Why are you going to say delish?
Delish.
All right. Speaking of which, I'm out of material. It's time to go.
Time to go. Even if I had some things to say, it's still
good. What do you have to say?
I don't know. I mean, well, how much time do we have, Deirdre?
Well, it's 5 of 1, and I could call it now, or I could call it in 2 minutes.
Okay. Well, no, I was only going to go. I just want, if anyone's listening, just enjoy the weather today.
Oh, shut up.
Let the sun shine on you and soak it in.
Yeah.
Because it feeds the soul.
People, who's been smoking?
No, I haven't. I might after the show, but she's accusing me of smoking, and I'm not before the show.
Totally looks like he has.
Well, I stay up all night studying. I'm just saying, live life and be happy. Thank you.
Well, not all of us can be on gabapentin, you know?
Listen up.
Not all of us get to have brain tumors and ECT
and let me tell you, when you do get happy... Just be prepared to be attacked, okay? But you'll be fine.
All right, now it's time to go. So when we come back, hopefully we might have a guest next week. It might be Bruno, we might not. But please join us next week on another episode of Food for Thought.
Thank you. USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
People are very frustrated, and they keep picking outsiders, thinking if they pick outsiders that somehow the outsiders are going to fix the problem. And when they don't fix the problem, they pick more outsiders, and they get more angry.
As voters head to the polls today for the Super Tuesday presidential contest, Republican presidential candidate John Kasich says voters are showing their displeasure with how Washington operates. He also tells Fox News he's not expecting to do well today.
Super Tuesday was never anything that we ever thought was going to be some great thing for us.
Polls indicate the frontrunners, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump, will row up a lot of delegates today. Clinton is favored to win everywhere except rival Bernie Sanders' home state of Vermont. Trump could sweep the GOP contest, although rival Ted Cruz is leading in his home state of Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie Austin with Daybreak USA, and I have fabulous hair. I do. Now I do, at least, because I use Ovation Cell Therapy. The Ovation hair products are absolutely wonderful. You know, they did a customer survey, and over 90% of respondents said they would recommend Ovation hair to a friend. And I'm one of those over 90% people, because I have to tell you, my hair has never looked better. Now, in the winter, you wear a lot of hats, but as we head towards spring, you're going to want to let your locks out so they look luscious. My hair really has never looked better. And I bring it when I travel. I used to always use the shampoo that was in the hotel. No more, because I've never found a shampoo that works better. And I was thrilled when they asked me to actually endorse the product, because I believe in it. And it makes it so easy to say, go for it. Go to OvationHair.com, OvationHair.
The CNN ORC poll has Hillary Clinton defeating Republican frontrunner 52-44 among registered voters, a result that has swung her way since January. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders would defeat Trump by an even wider margin, 55-43%. Clinton would face a tougher battle from Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz. The poll shows the former Secretary of State losing to Rubio, 50-47, and also being trimmed by Cruz, 49-48. Sanders would beat Rubio, 53-45, and crush Cruz, 57-40. A bill to ban procedures sometimes referred to as dismemberment abortions may become law in West Virginia.
The controversial law would make the second trimester procedure illegal, and it was passed this week by a wide margin in the State House. Oklahoma and Kansas have similar measures but are under legal challenges, the Senate approving the bill about 2 weeks ago. I'm John DeMaster.
This is USA Radio News.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
A federal judge makes a ruling that could affect the ongoing battle between Apple and the feds. USA's Chris Barnes has this update from Washington.
A federal judge blocking the Justice Department's attempts to force Apple to unlock an iPhone involved in a routine drug case in New York City. However, U.S. Magistrate Judge James Orenstein's written decision in New York does support Apple's position in its fight against it. Another order that it creates specialized software to help the FBI get into an iPhone linked to the San Bernardino terrorism investigation. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch saying of that case,
"It is still our hope that they will see their way clear to complying with that order, as thousands of other companies do every day."
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
General Motors' strategy of increasing retail sales showed promise, but overall sales were still down slightly in February. The automaker reports sales fell by just over 1% compared to last year as they decreased their daily sales rentals. Buick and Cadillac sales were up slightly last month, while the Chevrolet and GMC divisions saw lower sales compared to 1 year ago. It's a homecoming for an astronaut who spent almost a year in outer space. Scott Kelly's turning over command of the International Space Station to fellow astronaut Timothy Kopra. Kelly will come back to Earth today after spending 340 days in space, the longest time a member of NASA has been in orbit. And Jennifer Jin is setting some kind of record. The Colorado woman beat some big odds yesterday by giving birth to her second Leap Day baby. I'm Melody Burkett.
USA Radio News with Melody Burkett.
I don't like Christie. I would fully support his resignation.
Because he endorsed Trump? No, I don't think he should resign.
People at one of New Jersey's busiest transportation hubs are quick to respond to six newspapers calling on Chris Christie to resign as governor.
He's been a part-time governor at best. It's time for him to go.
Oh, I love the governor. I want him to stay. I hope he runs for vice president with Trump.
They're upset with the governor for failing to embrace his state after his failed presidential bid, and then criticized him for getting back on the road to stump for his newly endorsed candidate, Donald Trump, refusing to answer reporters' questions. The paper says either resign or citizens should demand a recall. Meanwhile, Chris Christie's stern face lit up Twitter during Donald Trump's Super Tuesday victory speech. The New Jersey governor looked pained, or at least less enthusiastic, as he stood behind the New York billionaire on a podium last night in Palm Beach, Florida. This is USA Radio News.
Control, this is QL1. Side hatch is secure.
QL1, this is Control. We copy. Showing normal cabin pressure. Over.
Control, this is QL1. Do you like mortgages?
That's a negative, QL1. Over.
Control, do you like rockets?
That's affirmative, QL1. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Of course you are, Control. Everyone likes rockets. Control, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are the clear Democratic and Republican presidential frontrunners after Super Tuesday. Each won 7 states. Republican voters flocked to the polls in record numbers on Super Tuesday. More than 8.3 million GOP voters cast ballots in 9 states where both parties voted, according to NBC News. About 2.7 million fewer Democrats turned out in those same states. Now, with more of USA Radio News wrap-up of Super Tuesday, here's senior correspondent Jason Wirt.
On a night where most of the spotlight was on Donald Trump and Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Florida Senator Marco Rubio continued his controversial, hostile campaign against Donald Trump.
The party of Lincoln and Reagan and the presidency of the United States will never...